Missouri Gas Energy's most recent communication to customers contained one of those pamphlets you expect with your monthly bill. This one was entitled Natural Gas Safety. If you suspect a natural gas leak, evacuate the premises or area immediately. Evacuate is in capital letters. But one of the patrons who was in JJ's just moments before the blast says MGE failed to follow its own rule.
I will swear on 10 stacks of Bibles, not one, but 10, that there was no evacuation order given when I was there.
That's Mark Ebbets, president of Shelton Travel Service, which sits catty corner to JJ's at 48th and Bellevue. It was 5:15 on February 19th, about 21 minutes after the first 911 call reporting the strong smell of natural gas in the area. Ebbets didn't know that, but he did smell the gas, which was so strong people were leaving the restaurant. Yet nothing seemed serious at the scene. Ebbets joked with firefighters who were leaving the area as he walked to the bar. Then about 5:40, he watched as a worker from MGE came into the restaurant with a long, goose-necked gas sensor.
The sensor goes off, and it's a loud noise. We all hear it. At this point, there's only three of us there. And I turn to a friend of mine and say, that doesn't sound good.
After several more beeps from around the restaurant, the MGE worker silenced the tool, Ebbets says, and approached JJ's manager and the hostess. Ebbets heard the worker say, in so many words, "We better just shut it down."
Meaning you need to close. Again, speaking to those two people alone, not to the other three patrons, but there was no sense of urgency, and I want to express that to you very deeply. There was no sense of urgency in his voice to lock the door and get the heck out of Dodge.
That's generally the standard rule in every gas company: protect life first.
That's Mark McDonald, a gas industry veteran based in Boston, who has responded to dozens of leaks. He says MGE didn't follow industry guidelines at the JJ's scene. MGE refused comment for this story. But to the early MGE statement that its workers advised that people leave, McDonald says that's not enough.
In my experience, we didn't advise people to leave. We ordered them out. Matter of fact, we would often get police and fire to assist us to get the people out of the building.
McDonald says there's a standard procedure when responders are called to what's called a hot leak. That's when a contractor has drilled through the main line in a congested urban area and there's an obvious smell of gas in the air. That's exactly what happened here.
That was a massive explosion, and quite frankly, it's lucky the other buildings weren't, people weren't injured or even killed in the other buildings with such a massive explosion. So when you have a congested area like that, you basically want to get the people out.
State law on evacuations is murky. Gas companies are responsible for initiating gas leak evacuations, but they can make those calls on a case-by-case basis. A couple years ago, the Missouri Public Service Commission recommended strengthening state statutes governing excavations. It wanted more reporting requirements and an enhancement of their ability to investigate possible violations. But commission officials say industry reps and regulators couldn't agree on the changes, stalling the plan. So gas company employees are operating without specific standards. Jim Hall, the former head of the National Transportation Safety Board, says that needs to change.
The gas industry itself, unfortunately, does not have a good record in being responsive to trying to make the necessary investments to build a safety culture in all of their organizations nationally.
Back at the plaza, the blackened hole where JJ's used to be is surrounded by chain link fences, the site being picked over by investigators. At the building across the street that houses Mark Ebbets' travel agency, windows are covered with plywood and guys with hard hats are surveying problems triggered by the blast. Ebbets has surveillance tape that shows the blast went off at 6:02, just 6 minutes after he left the bar and was in his car driving home.
Kind of feel like there's a guardian angel kind of looking over me. I do count myself blessed.
Ebbets talked to investigators and shared his own timeline. The many probes by the city, the feds, and MGE itself will hopefully answer some of the questions about how people did and didn't get out of JJ's during those final moments before the blast. Peggy Lowe, KCUR News.